When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Back to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk live from Rouse's Markets, 2851 Belchase Highway here in Gretna. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. 100% premium USDA Angus Choice beef, boneless, whole, tenderloin, $11.99 a pound. Save up to $10 per pound. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. I can't see the name, but I know you're from Monroe. What is it again? George. You're in Sports Talk here with Mike and Bobby.
George, what you got? You're on, George. Go
George?
Ahead.
George? Oh. George might have dropped out.
He's Bobby. Taking a nap.
Yeah, he might have fell asleep a little bit. It is in overtime now. Carolina Panthers, Arizona Cardinals, 30-30. The Eagles, with 2 minutes and 12 seconds left, they have a 30-28 lead over the Commanders. The Bengals have beaten the Browns 24-6. Falcons 34-7 over, man, a bad Giants team. Really bad.
Who's worse, in your opinion, Mike, the Giants or the Raiders?
Giants.
Okay, so the Raiders would be two. Like, we'll have to, you know, if we can upset Green Bay, we better beat the Raiders.
Well, we said that about the Giants, and that thing almost went to overtime.
Yeah, the Giants and the Raiders are sorry. So when you're playing a sorry team, and they do have sorry teams in the NFL. I know it's pros versus pros, but you should win that type game.
Detroit Lions all beat up, but they still beat the Bears 34-17 to go to 13 wins this year. Man, Dan Campbell's done a fantastic job there. The Colts, 38-30 over the Titans. They got some cheap points late, the Titans, but 38-30.
So, Mike, when you bring up
Let me give this one out. The Rams in the fourth quarter overtook the Jets. It was 9-9. At one time, they were trailing 9-6. They beat the New York Jets 19-9. So the Rams get to 9 wins now. And that's one team
you don't
want
to play
sure
in the postseason.
Because, man, if Matt Stafford's on and that receiving core is
healthy, yeah,
you got yourself a tiger by the tail, so to speak.
Yeah, no, that could be a challenge. I still think, even though the Jets look where they're at, I think Aaron Rodgers, he's not going to fade off into the sunset. The reason why I say that, because he don't want to end on this note, and still, he's not going to turn down $50 million. Now, if he's healthy in the season, now will he be with the Jets or somewhere? Because, Mike, you look at, like, the starting quarterbacks, and Aaron Rodgers will never be a backup ever.
Never.
No, he wants to be the man. But there's not 32 quarterbacks better than Aaron Rodgers.
At this stage, no.
No, and then so some team, whether it's with the Jets or whatever, I think you have an opportunity and you still want to play. That's what. Don't you think he still wants to play next year?
I think he still wants to play.
If he's healthy, yeah.
And people say, well, he's made all the money. What? Who's made all the money? My thing is, if you got a chance to make $50 million in a year,
you're not
turning that down.
No, you're not turning that down.
That
and his ego, he still wants to end on a high note.
Exactly. Yeah. Bob, we were talking about this off the air. Man passed away early. Ricky Henderson, 65 years old. Man, I've watched a lot of baseball. I think he's the best leadoff hitter I've ever seen in my life. Was unbelievable with the stolen bases. Holds the record there. Also holds the record for most home runs as a leadoff guy. And played 25 years in the majors.
Well, Mike, I could go on and on. I don't care how... Maybe I should care more about this. How the public or the media thinks you are. Oh, he's kind of a jerk. He knows that he's good, and he'll tell you how good he is, and he don't care what you think. Like Steve Carlton, the pitcher with the Phillies. He ain't dealing with the media.
I was talking to you about Dick Allen. Dick Allen passed away. And Dick never got a good relationship with media. But me, you talk about a guy that could swing a bat. And he also had that reputation. Man, I don't want to deal with no media.
Yeah, you'd want everybody to be on and off the field like a Sam Mills and all that. Boy, he's real cordial and nice. But I don't know. Can you play or you cannot play? Ricky Henderson was a trendsetter. You know, you're trying to, you know, it's hard to me. It's a lot harder to make the baseball major league like Hall of Fame than football. So if you're a major leaguer, that's why, I don't know, even Pete Rose. I think Pete Rose, I wish he would have been alive to be able to, be a part of this. But I think he should be in the Hall of Fame, what he's done in the field. I don't know. He bet on his team. Now everybody bets on anything. But that's a different story. But when you look at baseball, and Ricky Henderson, and baseball was in the news. You look at Juan Soto. You know when you have confidence and you know you're good? I know I'm good. I'm one of the best in the world. And I'm going to tell you why I'm the best. I'm not only going to tell you, but I'm going to prove it. You know what? Not too many cats would have done this. Charlie Long, I wanted to bring this up. You know what Juan Soto did? To me, this is unbelievable that you know that I'm the best. I am that good. When you look at Juan Soto, he was 19 years old. He enters the major league. His debut was with the Washington Nationals in 2018. He helped the Nationals win the World Series. You know, he had 110 RBIs and, 34 homers and all that, batting below 300. And then he turns down. How many people in the world would turn down $440 million? Now it's guaranteed. You don't know what's going to happen to you. You might get hit by a train. You bring in, walk out the door or a car. Something happens to you. He turned down $440 million by the Washington Nationals in 2022. And then he just surpasses Shohei Ohtani. $700 million deal that you look what he got with the Mets. Mike, how many people, if you honest and put your hand in the Bible and you saying, if I'd have been offered, when you think about that, okay, so that's, so now you are 23 years of age. And somebody's going to give you $400, now it's guaranteed, it's Major League Baseball, you made $440 million, no, that ain't enough. What? And you're going to bank on yourself? And what Juan Soto did with the Yankees. Then
he
now,
did buy time to bet on himself.
And he basically doubled it. Almost well with the Mets. That to me, okay, I went off on a tangent. That was Juan Soto. Now look at Ricky Henderson. Ricky Henderson, the Hall of Famer that he is, he shattered, to say the least, the stolen base record.
That will never be broken by anybody.
He redefined the baseball's leadoff position. You know, who's batting first? Who's getting on base to help us to be productive, to get some momentum? Now, I'm interested to see what he died of. I don't know. He's 65 years of age. DePaul, you say pneumonia?
Yeah.
Whoa, that is crazy. RSV or something, whatever it is. Get your flu shot. I don't know. That's telling me you got pneumonia. Get your flu shot. I don't. That's telling to me if you're seeing pneumonia. But now, if you're 85, I guess, or late 70s.
But Bob, I'm telling you, pneumonia takes the life of a lot of people.
That's
today.
Like crazy.
And once you're a certain age, okay,
but 65.
I know we don't because we're too close to it.
I'm 64. I'm like, what? I'm getting. Don't get any shots and all that. That's one thing. I don't know. With Trump, who you pick? The Kennedy? Robert Kennedy? Well, that's a wacko. I mean, don't take no vaccine. Okay, we're not going to get the polio shot. The polio. I mean, what? the polio shot. Look how many that has saved. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I'm against the polio shot. What's the other thing about autism? Oh, no, you can't get that shot. I got autism. They've been having autism probably for 1,000 years. Whatever. Nobody diagnosed that. All I know is I think vaccinations work. Everybody's too into conspiracy theories. I don't know. I got a flu shot. I haven't had a damn cold. I might have had COVID before COVID even hit here.
We both did.
I'm telling you.
I know how we caught it.
Mike, and I'm telling you right now that I have had the flu vaccination and the COVID vaccination, and other people say, well, I'm not going to do all that. Now, I don't want to get them at the same time, so separated. But all I know is I'm never sick. So I don't know. To me, it's working. I don't know what long-term is going to do. Oh, Abar, they controlling you. I don't know. Everybody's always with a damn conspiracy. Anyway, so I'm going back to Ricky Henderson. So I'm looking at Ricky Henderson. He passed away at 65. You look at his lengthy accolades and what he did accomplish over his nomadic, and he was like, okay, I'm going to play for whoever. I'm a hard gun. 25-year career. Not no minor league.
That's unbelievable.
25-year major league career. Think hand-eye coordination, what it has to come about. He was a most valuable player in Major League Baseball. 10 All-Star selections. 2 World Series titles. Golden Glove Award. Oh, he won the Golden Glove. He put a little bit of defense. Don Mattingly, you heard of that name? He was a Henderson teammate with the Yankees from 85 to 99. And he said, Ricky was simply the best player I ever played with. He could change the outcome of a game in so many ways. And that's what his opinion. I've seen all these players. That's what Don Mattingly. That's a Yankee. People know who that is.
How many leadoff home runs he had?
Okay, so Mike, now I'm going to get to that. He broke through with 100 steals in his first full season in the majors in 1980.
Yep.
He topped his first full season in the majors, 1980, he topped Ty Cobb. You remember topping Ty Cobb?
Ty Cobb.
Yeah, Ty Cobb's American League single season record with Billy Martin's, Oakland Athletics. Remember Billy Ball and all that?
Yep.
So, and look at that. He's played like for 9 franchises. Over the next 2 decades, he broke Lou Brock's single-season record of 118 stolen bases. He ended up getting 130 in 1982. Led the league in steals for 7 straight seasons. He led the league in steals and 12 overall. Now, he surpassed Lou Brock's career when he stole 939 bases in 1991 for Oakland. He famously... pulled third base out of the ground when he won. He pulled, remember, the third base out of the ground and showed it off to the crowd. And he said, Lou Brock was the greatest base stealer ever, but today I am the greatest of all time. Sound like Dan Muhammad Ali or something. But he could back it up.
As a stolen base guy, he was Muhammad
Ali. He said, no, Lou Brock was the greatest. But I'm the greatest right now of all time. And that's what he did. He finished career with 1,406 steals. His 468 steal edge over Lou. He had 468 steals more than Lou Brock. And, Mike, like you were saying, he's the greatest leadoff hitter of all time.
For home runs.
And I'm not sure there's a close second.
I agree.
A's executive, Billy Beane. I mean, they made a damn movie about that. Then nobody has done that. Look, Mike, if you look at that that record-breaking day in 1991, now, I thought this was interesting. I read this. DePaul, y'all like this. His record-breaking day in 1991 was slightly overshadowed that night. Now, think about if somebody did this today. You know why it was overshadowed that night? Nolan Ryan threw his record-setting 7th no-hitter. You know, pitchers don't even pitch. They use 6-7 pitches to win the game. Nolan Ryan, that night, the same day he broke Lou Brock's record, well, Nolan Ryan threw his 7th career no-hitter. Henderson had already had, this is what Ricky Henderson remembered. You know how he's on top of things? He remembered about Nolan Ryan. I was Nolan Ryan's 5,000th career strikeout victim, which led him to say, if you haven't been struck out by Nolan Ryan, you're nobody. And that's all they. He goes, let me tell you.
And that's true.
Nolan Ryan. That was clearly the case. You look for Ricky Henderson. Yeah, he was also the career leader in runs scored. You know, like a crossing the plate. 2,295 runs. Leadoff home runs. Mike, he 81 leadoff home runs, the most ever in Major League. That ranks, and look at it, and he ranks second to Barry Bonds with walks. You know, like, okay, you have a good eye. I'm just swinging at junk. Oh, what are you doing? He was only second to Barry Bonds in walks. He had 2,190 walks. And he's fourth in games played, plate appearances. It's like almost like 13,500. So like, oh, just a flash in the pan. Hell no, 25 what? Years. So when you look at it, he finished his career with 3,055 hits in 25 seasons. He played for Oakland. He played for the Yankees. He played for the Blue Jays. He played for the Padres. He played for the Angels. He played for the Mets. He played for the Mariners. He played for the Red Sox. And he played for the Dodgers.
It would have been easier to say the teams he didn't play for.
No, he finally finished his career with the Dodgers. He's still playing Major League Baseball at age 44. He finished his career with the Dodgers at age 44 in 2003 by scoring a run in his final play on a major league field.
Wow.
So he still was crossing the plate.
Man, one of those guys, when you watched him, you're not going to ever forget the impact he had on Major League Baseball.
No, and he was talking about all the new rules. He goes, man, I can go as an old man. Now, he just said this September before he just passed away. Man, I could be amongst the best if not lead the Major Leagues in steals.
That I believe.
He goes, now, because you look at this year, they changed the rule, the limit pickoff throws. You know, you only got to throw it a couple of times and you can't throw it anymore. They increased the size of the bases. He said, look, if I was playing today, I would get 102 steals right now without a doubt. He said, now I'd be leading it because the base is bigger and they can't keep throwing the first base to keep you on first.
God bless him, Ricky Henderson. It is a final, and in his fifth touchdown pass of the day, Jaden Daniels to Jamison Crowder, the Washington Commanders have upset the Eagles 36-33. Jaden Daniels today, 26 of 39, 257 yards, 5 touchdown passes today. And again, a miracle-type comeback for the Commanders. 36-33 win over the Eagles.
And you know, Mike, the Eagles' defense has been playing well.
The Eagles' defense is really much, much better than we saw a year ago.
Not so much today.
We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870, live from Rouse's. Shop and save at Rouse's this Christmas time.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk, live from Rouse's Markets. Mike, to tell you, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, we had 28-51 Bell Chase Highway in Gretna. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. You can get USDA prime beef, whole boneless brisket, $3.97 per pound. Save $3.02 a pound. Bob, it's official. In overtime, the Carolina Panthers have beaten the Arizona Cardinals. Now, this sort of shakes up the West.
Yeah,
but the Panthers, 36-30 over Arizona on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking.
Well, the Saints better win. They're going to be in last place. Because Carolina, how they finishing strong. You want to be win the NFC South. But think about it. Where the Saints are at, where Atlanta's at, and where we're at. Now, Carolina, where we are one game ahead of them. Come on. When you think about the Saints, we're just rebuilding it all. Hell no. We ain't rebuilding. We blowing everything up. We got it. Listen, them Drew Brees, Sean Payton days are over.
Long over.
Yeah, exactly.
On our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, the founder of Are You Serious Network covering the LSU Tigers, Blake Ruffino. Blake, we didn't get to see it because we're on remote here, but unbelievable, and we've seen this so many times. You can never count out Jaden Daniels late in the game, and to pull that team with a victory over the Eagles. The Eagles got I think it was a field goal maybe late in the game, and then here comes Jaden. Cannot count him out when he's playing quarterback for the Commanders.
Without a doubt, Mike. I mean, and then he got his revenge on Carter from that SEC championship game. You might pick me up when I get a bum ankle, but I'm going to juke you and break your ankles on national television. So he got it. He got his revenge. And then the throw into cover two. Why they ran cover two right there? I don't know. But Mike, they split the safeties and it was over. I mean, Jaden Daniels. My goodness. I mean, Mike. I don't know if I've seen somebody, be a little lost from one year to another, and then all of a sudden he just knows exactly what defenses are going to do. I mean, he had 5 turnovers today, but he had 5 touchdowns. So absolutely incredible, man. What a game.
Blake, before the transfer portal started, you and I talked about this team needs a couple of edge rushers. They need help in the secondary, possibly at both corner and safety. They certainly needed a center, and nothing against DJ, but I think DJ will be a good guard in the SEC. He was overwhelmed at the center position, needed a tight end, need a couple wide receivers. They have almost blanketed everything. Now, I still think they could use help at safety and an offensive tackle, but you got to give Brian Kelly credit. Now, it took a little bit of pulling to get him across the goal line, but man, they have hit and hit big in the transfer portal, and just over the last 48 hours getting Braylon Moore, the top rated interior lineman who plays center,
Payton,
and then Payton coming in as that edge rusher. You only get him for a season, but so what? He helps you win. Now you're not assured of anybody for more than one season today.
Well, Mike, I know that a lot of, for Payton, and me and you had talked about this, that we didn't know where the edge rushers would come from necessarily, but then the one goes in, and then the LSU, Mike, they're doing something right now in the portal for guys like that that they have not done, or basically what Jay Johnson does. Kid comes on a visit and he doesn't leave. Playing malfunctions, he ain't going to Ole Miss or Oxford, he ain't going to Oregon, and he stays. Mike, I think the big thing, maybe you can get after Payton for lack of effort on a 2-10 team this year, but I think the crazy thing is the 13.5 tackles for loss in the running game, I think, is a big deal too. And, Mike, he can run down a quarterback. I mean, good Lord, we haven't stopped a quarterback running the football in a while. I mean, 70 pressures per PFF in 2023. I mean, he had a lot of defensive linemen around him, but I mean, he's a high upside, man. I mean, and you needed somebody. And now, Mike, you look at that D-line as an example, interior and exterior. You get Zadir Mitchell, and then Brian Kelly says that he thinks that Zion Williams, the nose guard, can play right away, that he's built to play. And then you have Don McKinley, Pyburn, and others. I mean, Mike, I got to be real with you. I don't remember – I'm trying to think of a time where you had this much depth. Right, like I'm talking about actual depth, where you're not moving an offensive lineman to DT like you did last year with Chemo. So they actually now got depth and some quality players on the D line. Mike, I think they might be more talented than they've been in quite a minute.
Bob.
Now, you know, Blake, obviously we all love football. We watch college football. We watch the NFL. But were you disappointed as me? And I don't know. I don't have a dog in the hunt, but I'm just watching college football. Man, those games weren't very good. As far as you want to be on the edge of your seat, and hopefully the quarterfinal games are a whole lot better. And you look, I think New Orleans hit the lottery with Notre Dame playing against Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. But I don't know. I was underwhelmed considering the games and the outcomes. I mean, it was all of them. I mean, I thought Tennessee would have had a better showing against Ohio State, but you can go top to bottom, starting with Indiana and Notre Dame on Friday night, that no, not so much. So I'm like, I don't know. They say 12 to 16 games. They like money and the people are watching. But I don't know. To me, it's a big difference whether you just in the playoffs versus if you're amongst the best. Now, you had home field advantage and all that, and the home field took it was you know, undefeated. But then you had a neutral site in the bowl game. But, I mean, would you expect, like, Texas to – I mean, Arizona State to beat Texas? I would say no. Like, you know, so I'm just hoping for better games. So what's your take on what you observed now in the first college football playoffs that we've witnessed?
Yeah, I think the first thing that I observed is this is the Ohio State that we're going to get with that intensity. Excuse me. They might win the whole thing. That was
quarterback plays like that.
Yeah. Will Howard. Yeah. He's the key.
Yeah. Right. I mean, and look, the throws that he made on those fade routes were incredible to Jeremiah Smith. I mean, they're extremely talented. But I mean, Bobby, look, we do a national college football show, me and my co-host. We talked about this when it got in there. SMU was bad all year. I mean, they went into triple overtime, if I'm not mistaken, to Duke. I mean, they've had these issues along the season, but they did find ways to win. I think the thing for me, and I'm not a people claim that I'm an SEC homer, but I mean, I would have rather seen more competitive games. I it's hard for me to see, like, Indiana. I know they're 11-1, but Ole Miss's D-line says hi, right? Like, I mean, like, that still exists. So I hope it gets better, but strength of schedule has got to matter to me. I mean, because things aren't created equally, right? I mean, they're never going to be created equally. So, I mean, if you look at South Carolina, four of their last five or six games came against ranked opponents, and they won 4-4 in those six. So it just comes to a part where if it's not created equally, then what? But Bobby, I mean, Boise State, Arizona State, good luck to them. I mean, good Lord, it's right. Not going to be pretty. I don't think it's going to be pretty at all. But
well, the only thing that's legit, you know what's legit, Blake? Because it's like old school
Oregon,
Ohio State, and the Rose Bowl. I don't know.
And the Sugar Bowl with Georgia and Notre Dame. I think that's legit.
That is like maybe you kind of take for granted. All I know is SMU, Penn State. I think people would rather see Alabama, Penn State.
South Carolina, the way they ended the year.
South Carolina. Yeah, when you look at all that, even like Ole Miss or any of those teams against Notre Dame instead of Indiana, well, whatever. But, you know, we just say, oh, yeah, SEC bias and all that. And I mean, I think strength of schedule, like you said.
I think it does matter, and it's going to have to be taken into consideration. Right. Blake, when I looked at it, we talked about receivers. One of the guys I brought up to you right away, and I might have had somebody tell me about him, Nick Anderson from Oklahoma. And, man, as a freshman, big-time player for the Sooners, got hurt early last year. But all I know is 38 catches, 798 yards. And of the 38 catches, 10 of them went for scores. So right. You bring a big, tall receiver to compliment Brown from Kentucky, who is the speed guy. You got a lot of young kids here, receiver. How you might have one breakthrough, but Nick Anderson and Brown, they're going to be in the starting lineup next year along with Aaron Anderson.
Without a doubt. And Mike, now the question becomes, I think that you put pressure on, because I felt like Kyron and TJ were a lot alike, right? Like, I felt like they did a lot of the same things. Now, Nick is shifty for being as big as he is, 6'4", 215. I mean, he can go side to side if he needs to. I mean, we saw that at Oklahoma. And then, Mike, I think the big thing for me, and you were right on this with him, I mean, like, look at the catches, the touchdown catches he had and the moments that they were in. Example, the Texas game in 23. I think it was maybe the Kansas game, if I'm not mistaken. He catches two. Both of them put him, you know, up and scores and where they're leading the game. So he was the clutch guy that Dylan Gabriel went to. But my question becomes, if you're opposing defense, with the speed that LSU has with Anderson, Thomas, Hilton, Brown, and then you have Nick Anderson, what do you do? Right? Like, I mean, you know, Garrett's got to be better on some of the stuff that he does. But at the same time, I mean, there's a lot of speed on that. And, Mike, Jelani Watkins ran a 10-1 100-meter dash coming out of high school, and he's going to run track. So even if he comes into a redshirt or freshman year, now what do you do? So I think that their speed is going to set them apart. But, man, they needed receivers, and they went and got him. And I think Nick Anderson could be the big upside one here. I mean, he's just so incredible. And I think when he goes up and he high points the football, I mean, his hand strength is incredible. I mean, the sky's the limit for Nick Anderson. But then, Mike, I look at Berrien Brown, though, too. A lot of people have a different thoughts or different opinions on him. His best year was as a freshman with Will Levis, and he did some incredible things. I'm really interested to see what he does with Garrett and in this offense, and now that he can be a real receiver and not playing at Kentucky, I think that he can shock some people on what he can do. But then, Mike, again, I look at Aaron Anderson, too. I mean, sky's the limit for this receiving room. They got some weapons, that's for sure.
Blake, hold on to where you're at. We'll go to a break and come back. Blake will talk to us about a couple more guys they picked up. Also, bowl game coming up as LSU will play Baylor, and they know that guy across the field because he was coordinator for a long time for the Tigers at one time, Dave Aranda. We'll be back with more Sports Talk here live from Rouse's. Shop and save at Rouse's this Christmas time. We're back here on a special edition of WWL Sports Talk live from Rouse's Markets, 2851 Bell Chase Highway in Gretna. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. We also want to send out a very Merry Christmas and to Donnie Rouse, the Rouse family, Marcy Nathan, everybody that made this possible. And they do each and every, almost weekly now, we do a show here at Rouse's somewhere. So Merry Christmas to Donnie Rouse.
Yeah, we own the best bank, the West Bank.
That's it. The entire Rouse family, also Marcy, always thinking about us this time of the year. On our Oakwood Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line, the founder of Are You Serious Network, Blake Ruffino. Blake, a little bit about Mansoor coming in, Delane, at cornerback. He was the number two rated cornerback in the transfer portal. That's an area because of loss. Zay Alexander gone. Got a lot of guys leaving. But they needed a guy that would be a number one corner. And I think Delane is that type of guy that can step on the field and he'll be a starter for you day one.
Mike, no doubt. I mean, the four of the last six interceptions came from that boundary position, that far right boundary position. I mean, look, and he's versatile too, Mike. I think it's another thing. I mean, I didn't really realize how much he played safety at the back end of the season too when they needed him to because they didn't have any safety help at Virginia Tech, and then he moves there. And, Mike, be honest with you, I thought he was just as good in certain moments. But, Mike, the kid can flat-out cover. I mean, look. The ACC was down in a lot of ways. Passing offense was not one of the ways that they were down. Syracuse, Miami were two of the top passing offenses in the country this year in what they did. And look, he was really good against both of them. The Pena kid for Syracuse, he was really good against. And then Miami was really good against, too, in certain situations. So, I think that when you go and get a guy like him, and let's just be real, I mean – I think LSU had a battle there, as Brian Kelly alluded to, being aggressive for him potentially not going in the draft. And now he comes in here, and Mike will be your number one corner. And here's the truth. If you have a corner that blossoms, a guy that could move in certain situations at safety, I think, too, as BK alluded to yesterday.
Bob?
Yeah, I was asking about safety, but
I think that's still an area, Blake. They got to go out in the transfer portal and get one. That's just my opinion. Last year, that was a real weakness on this football team, the coverage part from the safety position.
Mike, I mean, I'm not trying to be rude to that room. I think it's been bad for a hot minute. I mean, like, they're missing run fits. They're missing coverages. they're not being in the right place at the right time on just simple zone reads. I mean, Mike, the Lenora Sellers incident when he ran for 60-plus yards and a touchdown, both safeties missed tackles, right? Like, that cannot happen. They're going to have to go find somebody. Now, he did say Javion Toviano, but, Mike, I got to be honest, that's a man. That's
about
tough.
That. I mean, I don't know about that.
You know, yeah, I mean, it's really tough. And then now you're hoping that one of these young guys that you've recruited, maybe they develop, maybe Spears. I don't know. But, Mike, there's no way that I'm running into the season and not giving someone else a look there. They got to go get a safety. Now, Mike, here's the question. Some of these teams that have lost lost playoff games or out of bowl games, whatever, now have 30 days in the playoff. So what happens there, I think it's going to be an interesting thing. Like, is there one that just pops in that was highly talented? I don't know. But you got to go get a safety. Mike, you're a safety away from being, I don't want to say complete defense, but a better defense. And I'm not trying to be rude to Sage Ryan, but, man, the safety play from him has been really bad. And so you got to go get that. And that's why I brought up Mansoor even at safety. I mean, God forbid. I mean, Mike, you got to have somebody that can walk down there and make some tackles. I mean, that Notre Dame – like, look at Notre Dame and Texas. Like, the reason that they've been so good in run defense has been watch their safeties play. They're all over the place. So that's a big thing, too, that we just continue to lack, maybe even since Delpit left, maybe.
Yeah, you know, Blake, you talk about Notre Dame and the postseason, and you look at the complete teams, and now I'm going to kind of dwell on right now the quarterback position, and I want your opinion. What do you think with Georgia? I'm looking at now they're facing Notre Dame. It appears likely to be without Carson Beck, who got hurt in the SEC championship game against Texas. And the only reason why I told Mike this, that I don't know, you know, like Ohio State, Will Howard, if he plays like that, they can beat Oregon. But to me, the right. difference in the first game was the quarterback play. He's like, look all the games he started.
Dylan Gabriel.
Dylan Gabriel. To me, that if you look at who's really playing at a
the
high level.
The most consistent.
Yes, it's Dylan Gabriel with the Oregon Ducks. That's been the difference. What's your opinion when you look at all the quarterbacks in another eye? Because I'm looking at, okay, Penn State beat SMU. Well, you should beat SMU. Now you're playing Boise State.
You should beat.
And then you look at James Franklin. He's 3-17 all time against top 10 teams. I mean, you went about what are we paying this guy for? You know, can you win a big game? So a lot of pressure on Penn State and Coach Franklin where he's at. But what's your take on Georgia going forward? And then even Texas, maybe Arch Manning. Who knows what's going to happen? You know, they have a great roster, but I think what has separated Oregon over these other teams. You know, like I said, Will Howard was outstanding, but the quarterback play, that's why Oregon, to me, was the number one team in the nation.
They got the most consistent quarterback play. I think that's the important thing.
Blake? I mean, I think Gunnar Stockton gives you a different availability and just like if you're Notre Dame, what do you expect from Georgia? Like, Bobby, I got to be real with you. This kid came in and took shots. He came in, it was 12 of 17. He did have the bad pick, but, I mean, look, he completed more passes in a quarter than Carson Beck did in the first half both times against Texas. So I think there comes a part where, you know, this kid's ability is much different, and he can take a lift now. I mean, they will deliver one, and he'll take one. I think they're completely different on what they want to do. But, man, I got to be honest with you. For me, he might not be the most talented, but Will Howard's got Megatron and Megatron Jr. at wide receiver. He could throw it up. They got away from Bobby. In my opinion, if you go back and watch Nebraska and if you go back and watch Michigan, they got away from throwing the football to their elite dudes on the outside. Now, I know that Will is not maybe the most gifted quarterback, but he's just got dudes all over the place. But to y'all's point, Gabriel's been the most consistent. I mean, look, they've battled it out before, and I think Dylan Gabriel, that's where you got to lean. But if I am looking at a team, Bobby, that really disappointed me last couple weeks, but Drew Aller, I mean, he went up against an SMU defense that was 96 in passing yards allowed this past week against SMU, and they couldn't throw for but barely close to around 200 yards.
He's
they
the weak
really
link.
Yeah, I mean, they were really bad in certain situations. But if that's the Ohio State game plan philosophy that I get, then I got to lean Will Howard. I mean, some of those dimes he threw were insane. But Dylan Gabriel's the other thing in this. And then you asked about Texas, too. I'm not a believer in Quinn Ewers. I got to be honest. I just think that he's always found ways to put the ball in harm's way in key situations. I don't know if you go to Arch at this late stage, but, man, I mean, Quinn's going to put the ball in harm's way. He's lucky when they were up 14 that second ball didn't get picked off. If that gets picked off, you know, they start off at the 20. Who knows what happens? So, look, I like Gunnar Stockton's toughness, but the Big Ten quarterback, the one at Oregon, Ohio State, I mean, they have proven enough to me so far.
Blake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. No problem. Always appreciate your time. And I know it's Christmas time. You got some little ones at the house, so that's always fun.
Oh, man. If I could ask when Santa coming one more time, I swear to you. If I had a dollar, I'd be able to pay for everything. That's for sure.
Thank you, Blake. Appreciate it, Blake. Blake Ruffino from the Are You Serious Network. We'll be back to close it up here. Mike Dettay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Rouse's Market. Shop at Rouse's this Christmas time. We're finishing up here on a special edition of WWL Sports Talk. Mike Dettay along with the Cajun Cannon live from Rouse's Markets, 2851 Bell Chase Highway in Gretna. Want to thank Donnie Rouse, the entire Rouse family, along with Marcy Nathan, everybody here. Treat us fantastic. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Tomorrow, we got pregame coverage starting early. Saints, Packers, and in Monday Night Football right here on the Big 870 WWL. You can hear Deuce, Hoss, Jeff Nowak give you all the coverage. Thank you for listening. Listen in tomorrow. Saints, Packers, right here on the Big 870 WWL.